and welcome to this pub podcast from The Devil in Detail. I'm Rob Parkinson, and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils. Salford Devils travel to Hull Kingston Rovers in the Challenge Cup on Friday. I spoke to Chris Nan-Innu ahead of the contest. You'll hear from him shortly, but first, we'll see what's happening in the World Rugby League with Whitesides World Rugby League.
Right, well, here is this week's Devil in the Detail amateur report, and of course the world of rugby league. You'll have to bear with me this week. I lost my voice on Sunday, so I'm just about getting it back. And a few people have said the same thing. Oh, did you lose your voice watching football, watching United? No, I didn't. I've got no real interest in football, really, so I don't like people keep asking me that. But no, it's a bit of a cough and a cold, I think. So yeah, there's no football involved. Anyway, here we go. The North West Youth League will start off there this week, because it's big, there's plenty of action and plenty of fixture in the Lancashire Cup this week, so we'll start off with the youth leagues. The results we've got from last weekend in the under 18s Division 1, Salford Roosters 16, Saddleworth Rangers 22. In the under 16s Premier Division, Holton Farm with Hornets 26, Folly Lane 6, Rochdale Mayfield 4, Wolston Rovers Goals 34. Division 1, Thatto Heath 28, Oldham St Anne's 6. In the under 15s Division 2, Oldham St Anne's Goals 20, Waterhead Warriors 8, Folly Lane had an excellent win. They won 44-22 against Rochdale Mayfield. Saddleworth Rangers 26, Thatto Heath Shields 12. In Division 4 of the under-15s, Wigan St Pat's 28, Langworthy Reds 16. In the under-14s, Division 2, Newton Storm 12, West Orton Lions Blues 16, Saddleworth Rangers 44, Oldham St Anne's 12. In the under-13s, Division 4, Wigan St Pat's 16, Saddleworth Rangers Raiders 22, Bank Quay Culture 38, Oldham St Anne's Gold 0. The fixtures for this week, Saturday the 24th of March, in the under-18s Lancashire Cup, Folly Lane at home to Lee East, Wigan St Cuthbert's face Rochdale Mayfield, Saddleworth Rangers at home to Waterhead Warriors, Portico Vine take on Salford City Roosters. In the under-16s Lancashire Cup, it's Oldham St Anne's against Waterhead Warriors, and Rochdale Mayfield faced Folly Lane. In the under-15s Division 2, Oldham St Anne's Gold have got Folly Lane, Saddleworth place Waterhead Warriors, Salford City Roosters have got Lee Minor Rangers Gold, Wigan St Jude's Gold have got Rochdale Mayfield. In Division 4 of the under-15s, it's Langworthy Reds against Goulburn Parkside. In the under-14s, Division 2, Oldham St Anne's face Rochdale Mayfield, Salford City Roosters have got Wigan St Jude's, West Orton Lions face Saddleworth Rangers. In Division 3, it's Waterhead Warriors against West Orton Lions. And in the under-13s, Division 1, Shevington Sharks face Oldham St Anne's Greens, West Bank Bears have got Waterhead Warriors. In Division 2, Langworthy Reds face Wigan St Jude's Maroons, and Saddleworth Rangers are at home to the Blackbrook Royals. In Division 4, finally, of the under-13s, last but not least by any means, it's Folly Lane against Bank Quay Culchef, Wigan St Golds against Wigan St Pats, Salford, Saddleworth Rangers Raiders against Caddy's Head Rhinos. We'll turn our attention to the National Conference Leagues now. Rochdale Mayfield in the Premier Division, another good win. They won away from home to Loch Lane by 34 points to 16. That takes up to third in the table with two wins from the three opening games. Normanton Knights 28, Saddleworth Rangers 6. That was a Division 2 game. The match in Division 1 between Waterhead and Clockface Miners was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. However, last week, the result between Introse Bridge and Waterhead, that will remain recorded. The game was abandoned with 7 minutes left because of an injury concussion to Inns player Kyle Malone, into a 26-12 up at the head at that time, and the administration has said the result will stand, and the player was released from hospital on Saturday evening, and under the Rugby Football League's protocol, he stood down from playing for 23 days. But at least Kyle Malone, the Inns player, is on the road to recovery, which is good news. So that result stands from last week. Pilkington Rex 24, Oldham St Anne's 32. That was also a Division 2 fixture. So the fixture for Saturday the 23rd of March, Premier Division, Rochdale Mayfield at home to York Acorn. In Division 1, Waterhead face Lee Minor Rangers, and there's two fixtures in Division 2, Oldham St Anne's against Shawcross Sharks, and Saddleworth Rangers at home to Wigan St Jude's. We'll turn our attention to French Rugby League for a second. They're into that round 15 and 16 now, over there in the Elite League 1. Results from last weekend, Carcassonne 38, Lesignan 20. Carcassonne stayed top with 13 wins from their 15 games. They're 1 point clear of Albi. Albi following in second place
place. They beat Avignon by 44 points to 12. Pier 48, Villeneuve 22, St Gaudens 18, Limoux 34, and Toulouse Olympic 4, St Estève 13, Catalan 54. So the fixtures for this week's one game on Saturday, that's Avignon against Villeneuve. We'll turn our attention to the North West Men's League now. In the Premier Division last Saturday, the results are as follows. Well, it's Folly Lane 24, Ashton Bears 24, Division 1, Salford City Roosters 18, Burton Woodbridge 4, Division 2, Rochdale Mayfield A 24, Wigan Springview 0, Division 3, Cadiz Head 10, Bank Quay Bulls 34, Division 4, Langley Reds 32, Colchester Eagles 20. The fixtures for this Saturday, 23rd of March, in the Premier Division, Shevington Sharks are home to Folly Lane. In Division 1, Salford City Roosters have got Wigan St Cuthbert's, West Horton Lions are home to Charlie Panthers. Division 2, Lee Minor Rangers A have got Rochdale Mayfield A, West Bank Bears face Waterhead Warriors A. Division 3, Cadiz Head Rhinos have got Clockface Miners A, Lee East A are at home to Higginshaw, Bank Quay Bulls have got Oldham St Anne's A. Division 4 is Bolton against Chester Gladiators, Langworthy Reds have got Liverpool Lizards, and Oral St James A are at home to West Horton Lions A. There was one result in College Rugby League, that was Salford Red Devils 10, Warrington Wolves 6, that's the College Rugby League Premier Division. There was also a result in the University as well, if I can find it. It was Manchester 14, Edgehill 17, that was in the Northern Tier 1. The fixtures for this week, these games have probably already been played by the time I'm reading you this. In fact, they have been. They were played on Wednesday. I'm recording this Thursday. In the Northwest College Divisions, Salford Red Devils A are away to Warrington Wolves A in the Northwest League, and the Premier Division Salford Red Devils face Castleford. So we'll give you those results next week.
Well, let's travel over to the NRL and have a look at the Premiership Round 2. Cronulla Sharks beat Canterbury 25 points to 6. Canberra Raiders 32, West Tigers 12. North Queensland Cowboys 21, Newcastle Knights 20. Melbourne Storm 30, New Zealand Warriors 26. Some fantastic tries in that game. Xavier Coates, if you've not seen that try yet, have a Google of that and have a look at that one, because it was something else. Manly Seagulls 21, Sydney Roosters 14. The Dolphins beat St George Illawarra by 38 points to 0. Some other big results as well. Penrith Panthers 26, Parramatta Eels 18, and Brisbane Broncos, they continue their good running in front of over 35,000 supporters at the Suncorp Stadium. They beat South Sydney Rabbitohs by 28 points to 18.
Well, let's turn our attention now finally to the Domestic Rugby League, and it was the Championship Round 1 at the weekend just gone. Some good games as well. Batley Bulldogs 20, Featherstone Rovers 24. The Bulldogs led that game by 18 points to 6 at the break, presumably playing down a slope. Featherstone coming back in the second half. Danny Addy scoring a try there for Rovers, 24-20. Dewsbury 10, Halifax Panthers 24, Doncaster 36, York Knights 20. I thought that was a surprise scoreline, that. Paulie scoring a couple of tries for Doncaster as well, and a big win over York Knights. Sheffield Eagles 24, Toulouse Olympic 22. Big win for Sheffield on Friday night. Wakefield also played Friday night in front of over 7,000 supporters at their stadium. Great crowd, that. Great atmosphere as well. I bet Daryl Alpert's getting a try for Wakefield. I think that was on his debut as well. They beat Bradford Bulls by 42 points to 12. Whitehaven 18, Swinton Lions 16 was a Sunday game. And Widnes Vikings beat Barrow 44 points to 8. So round 6 fixtures. What's the Challenge Cup? Well, sorry, we'll go to that in a minute. We'll have a look at these League 1 games for us. I'm getting ahead of myself here. League 1, round 1. Hunslet 48, Newcastle Thunder 12, Keighley 56, Cornwall 12, Midlands Hurricanes 28, Rochdale Hornets 38, and Workington Town 10, Oldham 48. The fixtures for this week, it's Cornwall against North Wales Crusaders, Keighley against Workington, Midlands against Newcastle Thunder, and Rochdale Hornets against Hunslet. Those games are all played on Sunday the 24th of March. In Women's Rugby League, the Challenge Cup, it was Bradford 4, Warrington 52, Cardiff Demons 22, Barrow 16, Huddersfield 74, Hull KR 0, Lee Leopards 4, Leeds 52, Salford Red Devils 0, Wigan 68, Sheffield 10, York 76, and St Helens 64, London Broncos 0. The fixtures for this week, Saturday the 23rd, both at 2 o'clock, Bradford against St Helens and Cardiff Demons against Salford. On Sunday, Barrow face Wigan, Featherstone have got Sheffield, Hull KR have got Leeds, Lee have got Huddersfield, London Broncos face Warrington Wolves. So the Super League round 5, it was Catalan Dragons 40, Castleford 14, Huddersfield 12, Hulkingston Rovers 24, Hull FC 4, Lee Leopards 54, Leeds Rhinos 8, St Helens 18, London Broncos 4, Warrington Wolves 58, and Salford Red Devils 12, Wigan Warriors 22. So there's no fixtures this weekend, it's a Challenge Cup, we'll give you those in a minute. The NRL fixtures for this weekend kicks off on Thursday, so it's probably, that game will have gone by the time you heard this, it was Penrith against Brisbane. The Friday games, New Zealand against Canberra, Sydney Roosters against South Sydney Rabbitohs. On Saturday, it's Canterbury against Gold Coast Titans, St George Illawarra against the North Queensland Cowboys, and West Tigers against Cronulla. There's two games on Sunday between Parramatta Eels and Manly Sea Eagles, and the Newcastle Knights and Melbourne Storm. So the Rugby League Challenge Cup this weekend, it's round 6 for a place in the quarterfinals. Hull KR face Salford Red Devils at 8 o'clock on Friday night. There's a game on the BBC iPlayer on Friday night. I'm not sure why it's on the iPlayer, it should be on terrestrial telly, this one. Leeds against St Helens, it's a big game, that 8 o'clock kickoff. Wigan Warriors have got Sheffield at 8 o'clock. The rest of the games are played Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday games are Batley against Casford at 3 o'clock, Huddersfield against Hull at 2 o'clock, Lee Leopards against Featherstone, that's on the Sportsman at 2 o'clock. Warrington Wolves have got London Broncos at 5:30, and there's one remaining game on Sunday, that's at the Shea, that's Halifax Panthers against Catalan Dragons. That's all I've got for you this week. She's the croakiness, we managed to get through it just about. I'll see you on Friday night for Salford against Hull KR. Take care, safe travels.
So that was Whitesides World Rugby League, and now we'll see what Christian Inu had to say ahead of the clash against Hull Kingston Rovers in the Challenge Cup.
Coach's Corner.
Right, Chris Nan, you okay?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, good, good. What positives did you take from the Wigan defeat last week?
That everyone walked off the field. We're happy that we got all those boys ready to play again this week.
What are your earliest Challenge Cup memories growing up?
Probably I think it was my first one. I played Hull KR away for Catalan. And that's when I sort of, obviously living in France is a lot different to living in the UK, the build-up and sort of what it means to the people. It's a lot different being in France than it is here. So the build-up, I think build-up to every game is a grand final, because obviously you've only got one chance. There's no second chance in Challenge Cup. So that's my main one.
Yeah, you played for Salford in the COVID Cup final. What were the best memories of that cup run for you?
I think the team that we had, obviously it was a hard one because it was the COVID year. So you build your way into trying to get to Wembley, and then you get to Wembley and you're playing in front of the cleaners. So.
Yeah, I suppose it was a bit different, wasn't it? Obviously the fans not being there. Do you think that kind of, you lost the sort of bit of the experience of a big crowd and, you know, playing in such a big game?
Definitely, that's one thing you expect from a final, especially at Wembley. You train your bum off and you strive to get to that final, especially to play at that stadium in front of that big crowd. And we obviously missed out on that part.
Hopefully this time we can do it.
Yeah, let's see how we go. See if it starts tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got some players back in the squad, which is good. Is that a relief for you, or is that obviously a difficult situation now, a selection headache coming up?
Yeah, selection headache, of course. We've got a lot of boys who've been playing well this season, especially the last few weeks, and some of those injured players weren't a part of those games. For those important players coming in to a team that's played important games and playing as well as they did, it's selection headache.
Yeah, you set yourselves targets in pre-season. It was a good cup run, one of them.
Yeah, love. No matter what team you go to, your two main goals is to win a trophy. So, and that's definitely one of them. So there's no difference here.
Yeah, final one from me. Where do you think the game we won and lost on Friday night?
Funny thing is, I got asked this last week, and it's same answer. It's on the scoreboard. So we'll see who wins.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us, and good luck.
Hi, mate.
So big thanks for joining us on this pop-up podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.